Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and things like that. Generally, lots of music and a bit of chatting. What a combination. I think it works. Brought to you by myself, Nige, tonight, just in the studio on my own again. I really do need to sort out a few more guests because you're probably just getting a bit bored of my voice on its own. But yeah, I'll try and sort some of that, some interesting people out to come in the future. But yes, just me on my own tonight and bringing you, a random bunch of tunes. We started there with XP8 with Dreamt of Blue, that's a Mindless Faith remix from Advanced Electronics Volume 6. Later on in the show, I'll do a bit of a rundown of gigs and clubs and stuff going on in the area and things of relevance. But for the time being, I'm going to just continue with the tunes. This one is a bit topical, but I'll explain everything later. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You heard there, Nine Inch Nails with a cover of Things Falling Apart. Oh, no, From Things Falling Apart, with a cover of Gary Numan's Metal. A fantastic cover there. I'm a very big fan of both bands. But I've oddly been listening to loads of Nine Inch Nails recently. After maybe a couple of years of hardly ever playing them, they've just hit back on my playlists. And it's still very good quality. So I came across that cover and I thought, oh yeah, I must play that tonight. And also, before that, we played Cyanotic with their reworking of the Terminator theme, which is available for free at the moment if you go to www.cyanotic-online.com. It's linked from there. I believe the actual web address it's sat on is Terminator, but with a 3 for the E, a 1 for the I, and an 8 for the A. So it's T3RM1N8TOR.com. But it's easier to tell you to just go to cyanotic-online.com. They've promised to release a lot more Terminator-related stuff later, but that's the first piece they've actually released, kind of inspired by the music, the films they grew up with, and tweaked it in their own Cyanotic way. And both artists, with the Terminator theme from Cyanotic, are linked to the latest Terminator movie, because obviously Nine Inch Nails have been used in the current Terminator movie. Certainly it's used on the trailer, and I presume it's in the movie. I haven't actually seen it yet. I really should get myself to the cinema. So there you go, two Terminator-related tracks. And I'm just going to continue with the tunes for the time being. I think, I'll explain this one later, but this is Komar Commando.
Send them all on a morning train. brutality. From the Revelator, all he ever gives us is pain. Where's the brutality? From the Revelator, all he ever gives us is pain. Where's the brutality?
Transitory state, an echo of an instance that burns away. A moment, a shard of time, a solitary thread that threatens to unwind. Decaying, cascading, existence falls apart. Around me, within me, so I must leave my mark.
Still go on.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Assemblage 23 with Document, but that was the Icon of Coil remix from the CD single he released. Before that, we had Kermore Commando with John the Revelator featuring Jean-Luc Demeyer from Front 242. Now, Kermore Commando, as we know, is Sebastian Kermore, who previously very well known as being part of Icon of Coil. And that track is from the Alpha Matrix release from the middle of May called Recovered, a tribute to Depeche Mode. And it's got a lot of kind of electronic industrial artists coming together to do their covers of their favourite Depeche Mode tracks. And that one, I think, is just absolutely fantastic. I think Jean-Luc Demeyer, I think he's on vocals and he's makes that track into a stunning piece of work. And, you know, obviously very good being Kermore Commando. I think I played tracks from the latest Kermore Commando EP for the last couple of shows. So, big fan all around for both of them. A great little combination of tracks there. And I think it's probably time for me to run down things, stuff going on and worthy of note. The first thing is we have some news this time, and it's a band called 16 Volt. I think they've been played on the show randomly and intermittently. They're very kind of guitar rock metal influenced industrial, but they're they've been around for years. They've got about 5 or 6 albums out. And at one point they got reviewed as the best industrial band you've never heard of. And this kind of rang a bell with them, thinking, you know, we'd just love to get people listening to our stuff, get people recommending it and listening to it. And they've just basically released the whole back catalogue for free. You can download it from their website. So if you go to 16volt.com, you can download everything they've released apart from the latest album, Full Black Habit. I think that's about 5 or 6 zip files that you just sit there, download, and you've got the MP3s. You can put them on your MP3 player, you can play them on the computer, you can burn them to CD. The license they're released under is the Creative Commons one, where basically you can use it for almost anything apart from you can't resell it or make a profit from it. So they're just basically giving it out to fans and potential new fans. So that's fantastic stuff. If you're interested, or just even a little bit curious, I wonder what these 16 volts sound like, go to 16volt.com and download loads of their stuff. Gigs and clubs, what's going on in the local area? Well, on Saturday the 20th, this coming Saturday, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union. As always, it's 2 big rooms of stuff. The first main room full of goth cheese, a bit of everything really, randomness going on in there. And you've got the Mutate Room with more hard dance electronic stuff being played in there. £5 in. Runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. It's at Leeds Uni Student Union, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. And then there's a bit of a lull for a couple of week or so. I just couldn't find any events really kicking around in the goth alternative calendar much over that small period. So things really kick off again with the week of Saturday the 11th of July, where the Birthday Massacre are playing their tour. Comes back to the UK. They're currently doing America, and I think they get to the UK at that point. And there's a couple within reach of West Yorkshire. On Saturday, the 11th of July, they play Manchester Academy, and on Wednesday, the 15th of July, they play the Corporation in Sheffield. I don't have any details for the Academy gig, but at the Corporation, you can find out more details at corporation.org.uk. Tickets are £8 advance, and doors are about 7 p.m. Also that week, on Tuesday the 14th, Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction are playing Manchester Academy. This is possibly why I'm getting back into a bit of a Nine Inch Nails phase, but actually I've not consciously been digging out Nine Inch Nails. My MP3 player on random's been finding it and things like that. It's been creeping up on me, and I think it's just going to be awesome. I'm going to be perfectly in the mood for that gig on Tuesday the 14th. I don't know if there's still tickets available. I think there was a mad rush when they first got released. But yes, go to the usual ticket outlets or go to nin.com and there'll be details on there. As always, it's well worth mentioning the weekly nights we have available to us in West Yorkshire. You've got Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms every Thursday night, running from 7 till 11, free entry, goth music in a pub. And quite a nice pub it is too. And also in Leeds, there's Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture. Free entry runs from 7 till 11. Request-friendly DJs and a nice chilled atmosphere. A couple of good nights if you want to get out of something a bit more regular and weekly. They're definitely worth getting to. And one final thing I was going to mention is I've been asked to be involved in this year's Gothler again as one of the DJs of the club night part. Of which I said, yes, because it's absolutely loads of fun. If you're into gothic belly dancing, it's the place to be in the UK. This is a gothic belly dancing festival that runs in Leicester from the 17th of July to the 19th of July. More information can be found at gothler.co.uk, but if you're into your kind of tribal and belly dancing stuff, all the information's on gothler.co.uk. But yes, I've been asked to go back and DJ, which I did this last year, and it was loads of fun, just great amounts of people wanting to dance to tunes, and well worth getting along to. Right, I think it's time to go back to tunes, play you some music. Here's some, I think I'm going to go really quite trad goth for a change. Here's some Type O Negative.
of the end that will surely end. The real reason we tell the truth. We'll be right back.
You heard Edge of Dawn with The Flight. That was the Iris remix off the Flight Lux CD single. Before that, we had a bit of old-school guitar-based goth. We had Bauhaus with Kick in the Eye, and before that, Typo Negative with Everyone I Love is Dead from Welcoming Down. All great tracks, slightly different styles, but I think it works. As usual, I'm kind of running out of time a little, but I just thought I'd chip in to say if you know of gigs and events or club nights or anything like that you want to plug, or if you're in a band that has material you want to plug, go to bcbradio.co.uk, look up the Dark Assimilation, find my show there, you'll find the contact details, you'll be able to drop me a line and let me know about these things. It's all good stuff, but I can't find out about everything. I do try my best to keep hunting everything out. And I think I'm going to continue now. Let's go with a bit of an old track here. Hopefully a lot of fun, though. It still gets played in clubs and things, so here's some Wolfsham.
I try to breathe. I try to think of you. Don't know. Trying will do. The silence, a mirror that breaks the lights in two.
Chime with Approaching Life Speed. Peter Heppner obviously doing his own thing now. In past shows I played one or two tracks off his solo album, so it's a shame we're not going to get any more Wolfsheim material, because sometimes that stuff is just awesome. And one thing I was going to say about the Edge of Dawn track was Edge of Dawn is a project involving Frank Spinnerth off C-Band, and recently, a year or two back, Dependent Records, the label he was on, decided to shut its doors and make no more releases. I'm not sure what Edge of Dawn did, but I think the project may have just gone on hold, but it seems Dependent is back and opening its doors again and starting to make new deals. So while there's no guarantees, it would be nice to see some either new C-Band or Edge of of Dawn material just to keep getting my fix of Frank Spinner's awesome voice. That has been it for the fortnight for me. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, as usual. And I'm not quite sure what to say. It's been great. And I will leave you with a mix of, well, one of the Brudershaft mixes of Forever. This is the Eternus remix by Punto Omega. Or Punto Omega. I'm not quite sure how you meant to pronounce that. But yes, thank you for listening. See you in fortnight.
Darkness pulls you.